Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin, the supervisor on the floor. And whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
You didn't sound like you were for sure your name.
Yes, my name is Dustin.
Dustin?
Yes.
Hi.
And who may I assist you today?
My name is Onita.
Thank you, and how may I assist you?
Well, I was calling about a charge on my account. My name is Onita Edgerson, sorry. And I was calling about an account, charge on my account, Focused Nourish and Focused Math. And is this with the same company?
If you'll give me a moment, I can definitely get the account pulled up and see exactly what is going on for you. It'll take me just one moment. And so that I can see if I do have the correct account pulled up, could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
989 McKinley Avenue, Akron, Ohio, 44306.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'm showing that you would have our Vibe watch and our Vibe pod.
Have what?
Our Vibe watch and Vibe pod.
I never ordered those. I never got that. I never ordered that. And the person I was speaking to earlier said to me that that I received them March the 4th or something like that. And it's impossible if they were purchased March the 23rd. And I didn't purchase these items. I have no recollection of what these items even are. I mean, a lot of the stuff that I order and see is on my phone. I don't remember ever seeing anything about no Focused Nourish or Focused Max. No, I never heard of you guys until you showed up on my bill.
I just want
Hello?
You to be aware we take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure you do not recall authorizing the shipping and handling charge of $7.92 for the trial for the watch.
Excuse me?
Yes, what I was asking is, do you remember authorizing a shipping and handling charge of $7.92 to try the watch?
No, I do not.
Well, we will be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the United States Postal Inspector. I just want you to be aware you can call back later if you want to ask your family members before we proceed with the investigation.
Excuse me. You can drop the sarcasm. I'm the only one living in this house. My husband died last year, okay? So that sarcasm, you can let that go. And you can contact the police and stuff and all that. I've already contacted my bank and all that, okay? But you really don't have to be nasty like that. That's unbecoming.
I'm sorry, I wasn't being nasty. I was just letting you know that we would be filing this as fraud and we would be prosecuting whoever had done the charge.
I don't want to live in my house with myself. Now, one thing I will say about this one that I have noticed lately, you said paying a shipping charge or something, however you said that. So are you saying that you guys put things out because I've come across something similar to this. So you guys are putting out something saying to only pay for shipping, and then you send out an item, and then you charge them something else fraudulently? Because if that's the case, then that is what happened then. Because I keep getting these things on my phone from, just say, United Postal Service. You have been selected to win this. All you have to do is pay this. shipping and handling. But then there's only like two or three different things there. And then, and I read all the comments below, and it's saying people saying they did this and that. Well, I didn't get anything. Well, people saying, well, oh, I got my so-and-so. So is this the type of thing that you're doing? Is this what this is?
So it would state on our website in our terms and conditions that you would pay for the shipping of the watch to try it for 14 days. If you did not cancel within 14 days, that you would be billed for the watch.
Well, what's Focus Mass and Focus Nourish?
Huh? Yes, I'm sorry. Those would not be a name that I would recognize, as I do work for a call center that services over 400 different companies.
No, ma'am. That is the number that showed up on my bank account, along with your name. This phone number is with these names and this amount. That's who you guys are. That's what you guys are doing. You're listing one thing, but then you're charging people something else altogether for something totally different. You're talking about a watch. What they got the watch got to do with Focus Nourish and Focus Math? What is Focus Nourish and Focus Math? Like, this is the phone number that came with you guys, this name. So are you denying this?
Yes, I do completely understand. However, I would be a third-party call center that services over 400 different companies, and that would not be a name that I recognize. I do apologize. That may be the merchant's ID, as all I am able to see is what items it is that you have with the account that I have pulled up.
On my account, it's showing that Focus Nourish on March 23rd charged me $64.97. This phone number, 855-773-2641, is the number listed for you guys for charging me this. It says nothing about a watch. Whatever else you said, it's Focus Nourish for $64.97. I would not order a watch for $64.97 without, I might for just go in a store somewhere and purchase this instead of putting myself through this hassle. What I'm going through now is getting a charge on my account, not even knowing what it is, and then this amount too. I have two charges for over $100 from you guys, and nothing to show for it. And then when I ask you about it, you're like, well, did you pay for shipping for such and such? Okay, even I pay for shipping for such and such. What this got to do with this here charge? You said it's only for shipping and handling for $7 and something. What's the $64.97 and the $69.97? What's that for then?
Yes, it does state on our website in our terms and conditions that you would pay for the shipping of the product to try it for 14 days. If you did not cancel within the 14 days, that you would be billed for the product.
I have not seen nothing of a sort. That's okay. I just let my bank continue taking care of it, and they have better luck than I do. They're better at this kind of stuff. But that's fraudulent, you guys are doing.
Sorry, however, it would not be fraudulent, as you do have to agree to those terms and conditions when going through the order. However, if you will get your bank to call and drop the dispute, we'd be more than happy to issue a refund.
Call my bank and have them drop the dispute?
Yes, we would have to hear from your bank that they would drop the dispute before we can issue any kind of refund. However, we'd be more than happy to issue a refund if they would call and drop the dispute.
The $64.97 and the $69.97?
Yes.
You would do that?
Yes, we would have to hear from the bank that they would drop the dispute before we can do that, but we'd be more than happy to issue a refund if they drop the dispute.
I would call my bank then. I will call my bank. You're easier to deal with than I thought. I do apologize. Wow. You good, ma'am. Somebody should give you a raise.
I'm glad I was able to assist you. Was there anything else I could assist you with today?
No, you just sent chills over my body with how good your customer service is. You're really good. I appreciate you. I apologize for coming across harsh, but, I mean, as you see, this is back in March, and I'm just curious, you know, if I order a product, I just like my products, you know, and I have received so many other products and stuff that I have ordered already, and I'm like, what is this focus nourish? Because I was waiting to see what it was, and I haven't received anything, so I'm like, okay, time to make some phone calls. Because we had it at me and another person to make before I even put the dispute in. We looked for a phone number to be able to contact you, and then I found the old bill and found your number and was able to contact you. But I will contact my bank today and so that we can get this matter resolved then. I do apologize for being so harsh with you.
Oh, it's no problem. I'm more than happy to assist you, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you do have a great rest of your day.
Okay, well, but before you go, though, may I have your name and maybe your number, some so that I can tell the bank whom I talked to and who's authorizing this to take place? So do the bank need to call someone in particular?
There wouldn't be anyone in particular that they'd have to call, as I'm going to notate the account, so whoever they speak with will be able to assist them. And my name is Dustin.
Could you spell that for me, please, honey?
No problem. That's D-U-S-T-I-N.
Oh, Dustin. Okay. Huh. All right, Dustin. Well, I apologize for the harshness. I do think, but it just... It's a war out here. I've had so many bogus charges on my account. My husband had somebody in California try to use his account and purchase $900 worth of dog food. We don't have a dog. And my husband's dead.
Oh, Lord, that's a lot of dog food.
Yeah. So, you know, gotta stay vigilant, you know. And it happened twice. One time for $700, one time for $900. Two total different cars too. So it's crazy. Once again, I apologize. You have a blessed life, ma'am. You stay safe, and thank you, Dustin. I appreciate you, and keep doing the good work you're doing, honey.
Well, thank you, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I really do hope you have a great rest of your day.
You do the same, sweetie. Thank you very much.
Thank you.